Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Welcome to Tuesday. It's raining here in Alabama. I am back to my normal, regular, everyday routine. Just pulled into work, and so you're probably going to hear some pitter-patter on the windshield. Sorry for the background noise of the rain, but we're going to go ahead and get on with it. I have a lot of topics to talk about. First, let me tell you about the new coalition created by John from Brutally Honest Podcast. He's kind of the mastermind behind all of this, and it includes him, myself, fake Tyler Morgan, and from Relentless. What is it? Relentless? I think it's Relentless. Yeah, I forget his. Anyway, you can find him on the website. And Adrian Slade from the Adrian Slade Show. There's four of us right now, and it's called GiveMeLibertyMedia.com. You can find it on my profile, the website on my profile, and it's just four of us gathered together in a network type group type coalition, I guess, type thing, where we're just going to help promote each other and kind of come together as individuals coming together for a bigger force. Okay, so on with the show. I have a lot of different topics. They vary. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's get right to it. Okay, I'm going over here to my X feed, and here we go. I don't even know what to start with first. Let's see. How to tell if you have damaged your eyes looking at the solar eclipse yesterday. I'm not going to go over and read that article, but it's there on my profile if you would like to go find it for yourself. A lot of eye doctors are going to be busy today, this week. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Another fun little read, I suppose. I don't know if it's fun or not, but it's useful. If you have any of those solar eclipse special viewing glasses, I put a link out on my profile on my feed of what you can do with them. I'm just bringing you all kinds of useful information this morning. Solar eclipse 2024 is over. Here's what to do with your special viewing glasses you don't need anymore. Basically, it's just telling you to donate them. I'm not going to read it. You can go read it if you'd like. All right. So here is an interesting story. Famous chef allegedly ghosted wife and babies for new identity in another state. Gone without a trace. This is from, I believe, the New York Post. Yes, I always get my stories from the New York Post. It is written by Ben Cost. This philandering chef cooked up a real mess for his former family. A Massachusetts woman whose reality TV chef husband allegedly abandoned her and their two children reportedly managed to track down the deserter in a day thanks to the power of Facebook. I think it must be a requirement for these journalists, writers to put the word allegedly in the very first paragraph of every story. All right. As it turned out, the scoundrel had decamped to Texas, where he'd been matching with oodles of other women in dating apps while she was home with the kids. So this guy, apparently, I guess he married her. They had two kids, and then he decided, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm out of here. But I don't even know if he told her. He just, like, disappeared, went to Texas, changed his phone number. She had no way of getting a hold of him. So she took to Facebook, and apparently there's a group called Are We Dating the Same Guy? And she posted on that Facebook group, and lo and behold, there he was. Oh my gosh, how bizarre and strange. She basically said, I don't want, you know, any ill will towards him. I just wanted to find him so I can get a divorce and move on with my life. Wow. But the story is long. If you would like to go read all about that, you can do so. And it even said that this guy was once appeared on the reality show on the Food Network called Chopped. I don't know if you've ever seen that show on the Food Network. Usually three judges and you have four chefs that come on, battle out for like an appetizer, main dish, and dessert. So it's a very famous show. But apparently he was on that at one time or another. Crazy. All right, so this next story, I don't even know what to do with it. Moment pre-med student knocks on the door, hides knife behind his back before stabbing his mom 70 times. All right, we're going to work through this. It's a horrible, horrible story. It's written by Anita Bull. And disturbing Ring footage shows the moment a Florida pre-med student concealed a knife behind his back as he walked to his mom's front door before stabbing her in excess of 70 times. Emmanuel Espinoza, 21 years old, was heading to a family event for his grandfather when his mom, Elvia Espinoza, 46 years old, asked if he would stay with her at her home 2 hours south of Orlando for the weekend. So the mom is inviting the son to come stay with her. The shocking new video shows the 21-year-old donning a pair of dark shades, light blue jeans, and a navy blue shirt as he casually walks up to his mom's front door at about 2 p.m. on Saturday. As he is walking, Espinoza can be seen concealing something in his left hand, and as he reaches the doorbell, the footage reveals he's holding a knife. They're catching all of this afterwards on a Ring camera thing. Espinoza attempts to open the door before he's finally greeted by his unsuspecting mother. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said that Espinoza had been listening to Jay-Z and Kanye West's No Church in the Wild as he approached the home and that he charged in and started stabbing her the moment she opened the door. He knew where to stab her for maximum effect because of his biology classes, Judd explained. Yet it took him 70 times to... So that just tells me it's just in excess. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You don't need a biology class to know where to stab someone, okay? We have another audio that we're not going to play from inside the house where his mom is screaming, Manny, 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 and he's not saying any word. He stabbed her in excess of 70 times. They have a picture of this demon, too. And he looks like, he's just, he does not look well. Judd revealed that Espinoza had said that while he loved his mother, he'd been angry with her and had wanted to kill her for years and finally followed through. What the hell? As she tried to get up off the floor, he stabbed her some more, Judd said. He said he noticed her hands were still moving, so he stabbed her some more. Espinoza then told detectives in his confession that he had cut his hand on the knife while stabbing his mother, and as he was standing at the kitchen sink, washing himself off and the knife, he wanted to ask his mother for the Neosporin for the cut on his hand, but he noticed she was dead. It was at this moment, right after the gruesome murder, that Espinoza called 911 and confessed to dispatchers the tragedy that had unfolded. What is going on with people, and what is going on here? Espinoza had been charged with first-degree murder and taken to the Polk County Jail. This is just insane. I don't understand this. It said he had been angry with his mother for years and had wanted to kill her for years. He was 21 years old. So when did this start? She was a second grade teacher, y'all. I don't understand what happened here at all. I don't understand. I have a couple more stories out here. Joe Rogan reveals when he thinks the Democratic Party will kick Biden to the curb. Now, look, y'all do know that Joe Rogan got his start on news radio, right? Do you remember that sitcom News Radio? I think his name was Joe in the show. He played some kind of handyman technician. And here he is, huge with his podcast. And I think he does MMA commentary or something. Some kind of fighting thing. I don't know. So he's calling it. He says that they're going to replace Biden in May. I don't understand how Joe Rogan got so big in politics and stuff. I guess his podcast is huge. I don't know how it got so huge. It just cracks me up because I still see him on the sitcom News Radio. But here he is, a hellified, podcaster. Now he's making political commentary and predictions. He says they're going to replace Biden in May. They're going to say health reasons he has to step down. They're going to replace him with Gavin Newsom. That's what Joe says. Now, if this happens, I will come on here and apologize. All right. The next thing up, no, I think that's it, y'all. That's it for now. That's it. That's all I've got. Now I need to do the question of the day. Okay, right now I'm listening to this podcast on my drive into work and my drive home from work, and it's called The Bible in a Year. It's a Catholic podcast, Catholic father, a priest, real young guy. Very young, energetic. He's the one that's doing it. The Bible in a Year. And of course, we're starting in Genesis. But my question is, other than Jesus, what person from the Bible would you like to sit down and have dinner with? And not Jesus. It can't be Jesus. It has to be somebody else. Of course, my thought would be either Noah or Job. I'm only picking those because that's who we're talking about right now. Or that's who we've been talking about, other than Abraham, of course. But probably Noah, that would be some interesting stories. Or Job. Maybe I'd like to sit down and talk to Job for a while. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. So that's from the Old Testament. From the New Testament, I'm not sure yet who I would want to talk to. That's a question I have to think about. All right. But that's my question for you. You can pick from the Old Testament or the New Testament. All right, thanks for listening. Have a great day. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!